Well, are we headed for an economic upheaval, the likes of which we haven't seen for decades? Well, the Biden administration wants you to believe, of course, the economy is doing great. It's on the upswing, but the numbers don't lie. They're telling a different story. This week, we learned that some of the largest companies in America are laying off thousands of people, and especially in a sector that normally is swimming in money and doing very, very well. The tech sector, we're seeing Apple, Amazon, Google, and more laying off thousands of people, all eyes on a 2024 recession. Of course, this is the time period we were most worried about. After Christmas, after those temporary hires had all left those jobs, we were talking about January and February. Experts were predicting this recession hitting right around this time. Are they correct? This could explain also why gold prices are surging to all-time highs. Uranium prices are surging to all-time highs. So commodities and precious metals, certainly something that are surging right now. And someone who knows all about that and has been watching this economic conditions very, very closely is the founder of Lear Capital, good friend of the show, Kevin DeMeritt. We wanted to bring on to dive into this recessionary period we might be heading into. Well, I'll just ask you, Kevin, I don't want to put words in your mouth. You look at this data every day. There seems to be a lot more trouble on the horizon for 2024. I'm always a glass half full kind of guy. I don't want a recession. I want good times ahead. I don't want any of my, you know, any of my investments to be hurt in any kind of way. And I want my family to be protected. But what are you seeing right now in terms of broader market conditions?
Well, Clayton, we're just literally drowning in a record $34 trillion in government debt, with interest payments now alone standing at $1 trillion a year and expected to be $1.5 trillion in the next 10 years. Now, that number does not include the $1 trillion, $1.5 trillion that the government's going to overspend anyway. So we're probably looking at $2.5 to $3 trillion deficits for the next 5 or 6 years. Personal debt is hitting the roof, with credit card debt at all-time highs. Corporate bankruptcies have soared up 23%. You know, really, the debt is slowly killing the economy and really could take people's savings and retirement accounts with it, just like we saw in 2008. It's going to be the same type of recession, just different as far as which asset's going to, you know, crash. We have real estate probably pulling back because of the higher interest rates, but you just have the stock market absolutely skyrocketed. And it took 7 years to get back to even from that 2008 recession. I think you're going to see some of the same, just because of the enormous amount of debt that has been created on the consumer side, corporate side, and government side.
Well, you brought up a couple of really interesting points. And last night, or earlier this week on the show, I forget which day I mentioned it, I was specifically talking about the commercial real estate side. And this bubble, holy smokes. I mean, I'm looking at the data, not on residential real estate, which is where I'm a big investor, right? Like where people have to live, right? That's, to me, that is a totally different animal than what's happening in office space stuff right now. Offices closing, data showing 30% of these offices are closing. If big companies now are just like handing over the keys and defaulting on their mortgages on these office spaces. And my son was even asking me this morning at breakfast, he said, "Daddy, what's happening with, I don't understand. Can you explain this to me in office spaces? What's going on here?" Because I saw a commercial during one of the NFL games to buy warehouse space. I said, "What in the world am I watching here?" During an NFL game, there's an advertiser where you can buy warehouse space because they're converting offices into warehouses because we need so many Amazon distribution center boxes and things getting sent to people's front doors. So can you talk about the commercial real estate mess right now? I mean, this is a disaster.
Well, it really is a disaster. You know, look, the values are low, so they go back to the banks when their loans are due, and the banks aren't willing to lend them the money back at the same values that they had 3, 4, 5 years ago. My building's a perfect example. We're 22% vacancy rate here. 22%. You know, they model things out at 3%, 7%, 5%, things like that. Not 22%. The bank looks at it and says, "Hey, look, I can't make a loan when your building is 20% vacant." So if you look across California, I don't know about a lot of other places in the country, but you look in California, you look in New York, you look at some of the larger cities out there, it's a huge problem. And when those loans come due, how are they going to get the financing to continue with a piece of property? They have to give it up, right? I mean, they either have to come up with the money or give it up. And it's kind of hard to come up with hundreds of millions of dollars for some of these large buildings. You know, really what it feels like to me, Clayton, it feels like the economy after Christmas here is the cartoon where the Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote are chasing each other, and Wile E. Coyote runs off the cliff, and he's just for that instant he's hanging there, and then he puts up his sign, "Bye bye," and he falls. You know, we're kind of hanging off of the cliff right now, waiting for the bye bye sign when the recession hits. That's exactly what it feels like.
Yeah, beep beep, here we go. Like, this is about to happen.
Yeah.
And you know, this is why I do these segments. I want people to protect themselves. I mean, and we'll talk more about that in a moment, but I want people to protect their families. And so when you see people that have got money invested in commercial real estate or office buildings, because they were told a couple of years ago that that was a smart play. You saw all these developments popping up in Brooklyn and, you know, outside of New York City and all these office spaces. And, you know, it's the return to the office space. We're not going back to Mad Men era living anymore. No one, people are not going back to the offices in this way. And this is a disaster waiting to happen.
Yeah. You know, everybody's talking about, is there going to be a recession? Is there not going to be a recession? It makes absolutely no sense if you look at the data. People literally have to wake up on this one, because since the 1970s, an inverted yield curve, which is basically, for everybody that doesn't know, it means the short end of the curve, the interest on the shorter notes, 3, 6, 9 months, 1 year notes, are higher than the long-term notes, which makes no sense. If you want to invest for 10 years, you would think you would get a higher interest rate. In this case, in this inversion, the longer end of the yield, the 10-year note, is trading for less than the current 6 month, 9 month, 1 year yield. Okay. So if you look at that, since the 1970s, an inverted yield curve that has stayed inverted for 6 months has predicted a recession not 80% of the time or 90% of the time, 100% of the time. We have had an inverted yield curve for 11 months. So over the past five decades, 12 months is the average between the inverted yield curve and the beginning of a recession. We're at month 11. So I'm not thinking that I'm trying to figure out if there's going to be a recession. I'm trying to figure out how bad the recession is going to be, because we've never seen this kind of debt in the credit card space. Even in 2008, we've not seen this kind of government type debt. We've not seen $1 trillion in interest payments on government debt. We've not seen any of this before, and it usually catches up to you.
Oh, that's very smart. That's such a great point. Such a great point. It's not whether or not we're in a recession or heading to a recession, it's how bad it's going to be. And to your point your point about credit card debt, I mean, I just got this report today on the Millennial Homebuyer Report. New research out shows that millennials who are $10,000 in debt, 57%, is double the percentage, 25%, who have $10,000 in savings. So the one in four millennials have less than $10,000 in savings, and one in eight have fewer than has less than $1,000 in savings. They basically have nothing saved, and they're swimming in debt. This is the state of young people in the United States right now. Forget trying to even buy a home.
Oh, yes. The government understands this. You know, New York and some of the other states are already trying to regulate these, buy now, pay later type situations, because they're looking back and saying this is impossible. They can't pay what they've purchased with these buy now, pay later type situations. So the government sees what's happening here. They've already bailed out student loans and you know, some of the other things. They can't keep bailing everybody. You don't become a wealthy nation by printing up more and more and more debt. You become a wealthy nation by saving and balancing a budget and so on and so forth. The whole thing is crazy, Clayton. This is one of the craziest times that I've ever seen. You have a government at record amounts of debt. You have the personal debt at absolute record highs. You know, at least in 2002, you could kind of look at the dot-com and say, okay, these business plans are on the back of a napkin. It's probably not going to work. In 2008, when you had, people purchasing 3 and 4 homes at a time with no money down, you can kind of see those things coming. This, you have the government on the personal side, commercial real estate, businesses going bankrupt. This is one of the most concerning times that I have seen in the past 20 years of doing this.
And when we look at precious metals, of course, we talk about gold, we talk about silver. Natalie and I are big investors in both of those precious metals and real estate, of course. We just saw over the past few weeks, we saw gold hitting record high. Now, I think about 6 months ago, you were on the show and you said you thought we were going to see gold over $2,000 an ounce. You were right about that. It is now over $2,000 troy ounce. But you have a new report out, which you just sent me before the show, $3,200 an ounce for gold. And I guess our viewers, if you guys made this available for our viewers, if they want to go and download this, we have a, where can people find this, by the way, so they can read along with us?
Yeah. So if they are interested, they can give us a phone call at 1-800-613-3557, or they can go to LearRedacted.com and we will send them a report free of charge. So there's going to be, we don't charge for the report. We're going to do that. And I think I told you at the beginning of this, I always like to do something special on your program. It's just great listeners and very educational. So we're going to give away some mercury dimes to people. I bought a bag of mercury dimes. They were minted between 1916 and 1945. We're going to go ahead and give the first 200 callers that want the information in the special report. We'll also give them, you know, a mercury dime, help them get started in the precious metals market. But
that's cool.
Clayton, in the special report, what we do at the beginning of every year is predict the price of gold. And so we did this year for 2024. We do it at the beginning of almost every year. I don't have a crystal ball, but when you read the report, we use the correlation of U.S. debt to the gold price. Why? Because that correlation stands at 92% since the early 1970s when they took us off the gold standard and then you could legally own gold again. So based on the current U.S. deficit projections and where the gold price stands, the price of gold should be $3,200 an ounce over the next 24 months. Again, I don't have a crystal ball, but I don't need one. If you just look at the report and look at the correlation of U.S. debt and gold, it's a highly correlated 92% correlation. So the gold price rises as with the deficit over time. If you go back to 2002, the gold price was $260 an ounce. The U.S. deficit was $6.5 trillion. Last year, the debt broke $33 trillion. The gold price broke over $2,000 an ounce. 400% increase in debt, 700% increase in gold. So you typically see the gold price move at 1.6 times whatever the deficit is increasing. You look at it since the 1970s, it's held up to a 92% correlation. I don't need a crystal ball. I'm not smart enough to get into the stock market and learn all about all the different stocks and mutual funds and so on and so forth. I just concentrate on one thing. That's the correlation, so it's easy to predict where the price of gold is, and 3,200 is where it came up. We haven't been wrong too much. That's where I think it's going, and I think people are going to wake up to the fact that the central banks themselves are buying record amounts of gold for the second year in a row. 2023, they bought a quarter of the entire mining supply. 2002, they bought a quarter of the complete mining supply. You'd have to go all the way back to 1967 to see when they did that before, and gold was up 900% when they started. They're the biggest buyers of gold. They have the most money of any institution out there. They are not stopping. They're increasing their buying because they understand that they continue to print more paper dollars that make our paper dollars that you and I hold worth less, and there's only so much gold. So you put an increased demand on a fixed supply, the gold price is going up because of all the dollars out there. They get it. It's a no-brainer, and that's why I believe that with this deficit and where the price of gold is going to go, people will be happy that they diversified some portion of their portfolio over before this recession hits.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I always say. Like, if you've got a few thousand dollars sitting in U.S. dollars right now in your savings account, you know, like Natalie and I have done, we transfer that over to gold and silver because I don't want, when you have a U.S. dollar sitting in a savings account, it's losing value every day thanks to inflation and thanks to what the Biden administration has done here. It's unbelievable. And to your point about the U.S. debt, we just saw in 3 months' time, the Biden administration added another $1 trillion to our national debt. We've got the big debt clock up here on our screen during our show. And we show it goes, it went from $33 trillion to $34 trillion, and that sped up. 3 month period, that happened. So there's no slowing down to the amount of debt that the United States government is piling on.
Yeah, look, you add $1 trillion in just interest, and then you look at what they're projecting, which is $1.5 trillion. And then you think about what you just said. They added $1 trillion in 3 months. They haven't been right on a budget at any time I can remember. I mean, the Clinton administration got it right for about 1 year, and then it went completely haywire again. So the odds that their bet or their forecast of $1.5 trillion plus the $1.5 trillion in interest is going to be $2.5 trillion this year? Impossible. It's going to be $3 to $3.5 trillion by the time we get done.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. It's absolutely crazy to me. I'm just mind boggling. I don't know how anybody, my son is fascinated about this lately. So he walks up here into our studio and he sees the national debt clock on the wall. And he said, wait a minute, that's how much the United States is in debt. I mean, if you ran a business like that, you would be out of business, right? That's impossible. But the United States government continues to flow with this. Kevin, well, let's throw that 800 number back up here on the screen again. So if people call you, you've got these Mercury dimes. The first, you said 200 people who get this free report will also get a free Mercury dime, right?
Yeah, as many people as want can call in and get, the debt reports, a 2024 debt reports, debt and $3,200 gold. So you can go through the correlations that I was talking about. It talks about how to protect a portion of your assets in precious metals. So there's a gold investor's guide in there also. And then, yes, we have 200 Mercury dimes. We're going to place a Mercury dime in the first 200 people that call will go ahead and add that in, and they can call us at 1-800-613-3557 or go to LearRedacted.com. Just fill out the information there and we'll get it out that way as well.
Awesome. Well, thank you, my friend. I really appreciate it. We'll keep an eye on what's happening here with massive, staggering 400% rise in debt, 700% though for gold, which is great. So there you go. I mean, we'll keep an eye on what's happening here and what happens with these wars in the Middle East at the same time. Kevin, great to see you as always. We appreciate you joining us from sunny California out there. Stay safe.
Yeah. Thanks, Clayton.
Thank you so much for watching this video. We really appreciate it. Thank you for seeking the truth along with us. You know, YouTube thinks that this next video would be perfect for you to watch next. It's based on your personal viewing habits, according to YouTube. So click on this next video. Tell us what you think about it. Leave a comment. And really, it'll help us actually beat the suppression that we experience as independent news creators here on this platform. And we'll see you next time, everyone.